I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Rusty Bowers with the Vista Theater and the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. The Vista is putting on a special musical performance in Negaunee this weekend, and here's the details with Rusty Bowers.
Tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Negaunee Bandshell downtown, we are having an awesome show. So many people have come together to put this show together for us, the Homeless Theater. We're putting together a lot of people. We have a special guest, Jeff Jennings, is coming in from Green Bay, Jerry Percola. So those are our two headliners. And then so many people. We've got Whiskey Ryan, Catfish Kennedy, Jackie Bowers of the Daydreamers, and so many surprise guests. It's called Rockin' Through the Ages in Negaunee, downtown at the Bandshell, 7 o'clock. And it's just a smattering of songs from the 50s, 60s, all the way up to today.
You know, this sounds like a great idea to just do something for the community. Was that kind of the driving force? Because obviously with the Vista Theater and its efforts to fix the building after the roof collapse there, that you haven't really been able to do much. Was this just kind of a thing that says, hey, let's do a show?
Right. We wanted to show people that we are still an active group that want to bring performances to downtown Negaunee, even though we don't have a theater to do them in. So we are still an active group, and we are still working on it. We're kind of on hold right now with the project because we're working on grants and things. So I'm going to try to give an update on that during the concert and let people know what's going on. We haven't given up, but it's a big, huge project, so it's taking a long time. And we wanted to let people know that we are still a performing group, and we wanted to do some things in the area. There's no charge for it. It's a free will donation. We're going to have buckets like everybody else is doing lately. We're going to have one of our board members sitting down, taking down names and numbers of people that would like to volunteer for future projects. And then she will also be taking donations there. And the donations are going to help go toward fixing the building and some of the bills that we still have to pay.
We're talking with Rusty Bowers with the Vista Theater and the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee, of course, just about a year ago or so, having a roof collapse that has obviously caused a series of problems. But the community has stepped up to help out. There's been lots of efforts to do with that. I know you'll deliver an update tomorrow, but can you give us any kind of insight as to how things are going with the efforts to get that roof replaced and get the Vista Theater back up and running?
Well, it's a really odd situation, but we put in last year's grant cycle. We asked some large businesses for some donations, and get this, we didn't ask for enough money.
Really?
I know. It's weird. I mean, we asked for money from all sorts of different areas, but they're all skittish to give us enough money because the money we're asking for isn't going to give us a fully functioning building. It was enough to get started. And they were all kind of hesitant because what they're giving us isn't going to make a fully functioning building, and they didn't want us to get stopped up and have their donations go for nothing.
Okay.
So now we have to get back in the new grant cycle, ask for more money, and say, this will give us a functioning building. And they do want to help us, but they couldn't change the numbers when you put in for grants, so we have to go into a new grant cycle.
Well, of course, there is an opportunity to find out more. This is coming up tomorrow with the show. As you said, people can sign up. Free will donations will be accepted to help with these efforts with the Vista Theater. Give everybody the details, Rusty, one more time. Where do they need to be? What are they going to see?
Tomorrow night at the Bandshell in Negaunee, we really want to thank the city of Negaunee. They've stepped up and helped us, let us use the Bandshell. The local band, the Daydreamers, have donated the sound system. It's going to be about a two-hour concert, lots and lots of people. Oh, my gosh, the Negaunee the City Band, I think, the school band. There's going to be a dance team. There's going to be soloists, duets. A couple of bands are going to be coming in, so we have a band set up so they can just come in, plug in, and play. So it's not going to be a whole lot of setup in between. I can't tell you the number of people that are in it because I don't know exactly, but I know it's probably 20.
I've seen it through the Vista Theater's page and through Facebook and everything, that there's a lot of performers coming together, which is a sign that people care for the Vista. And it's going to be a comfortable, nice Negaunee evening tomorrow, and we encourage people to come out. Bring a lawn chair or something like that? Is that what you're saying,
yes,
too? Okay.
It's going to be about a two-hour concert. There are some seats there, but you might want to bring your own seat in case it fills up and then there's no place to sit.
That's Rusty Bowers with the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee and the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.